This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. This is cute. An Indiana state trooper, I guess, put out a tweet reminding people about the state's so-called slowpoke law or, quote, move over law that went viral on Saturday. Sergeant Stephen Wheels, an Indiana State Police public information officer for the Versailles District, posted a photo of a car he pulled over for violating a law that had gone into effect back in 2015, going too slow in the left lane on the highway. If a vehicle is behind you going faster, you need to move over. So he said, I stopped this vehicle today for a left lane violation on the I-65. The driver had approximately 20 cars slowed behind her, because she would not move back into the right lane. Amen, brother. Wheels wrote, again, yeah, his name is Wheels. Again, if there are vehicles behind you, you must move to the right lane to allow them to pass. Good for him. I'm surprised cops are allowed to do that, where they're allowed to post things like that on Twitter. It looks like the driver's license was covered up, so he did protect her anonymity. But very cute nonetheless. Wheel said he was overcome by support, as many people express their frustration with drivers who go way too slow, some suggesting he move to their state, get a raise, or get this, give him the Nobel Peace Prize. Didn't Obama get the Nobel Peace Prize? Like, he was in the White House for hours. What was it, 72 hours, 96 hours, and he gets a Nobel Peace Prize? Yeah. Indy car driver Graham Rahal tweeted, this guy is my hero. Fast lane cruisers are one of my biggest frustrations. And former NFL Dallas Cowboys quarterback and Fox Sports analyst Troy Aikman also tweeted his support saying, finally. So Wheels is overwhelmed. He says, you all are amazing. I just try to do my part to make the roadways safer for the traveling public. Blessings. So he also addressed people who had questions about the application of the law, with one person asking if it applies even if the slow car is going the speed limit. He says the spirit of the law is that since many people drive well above the speed limit, it creates an accordion effect as traffic starts backing up behind the slower vehicle. This is where many of our crashes occur on the interstates. It's all in the name of safety. Wasn't there a horrible fatal accident by a motorcycle female driver who had hit, I believe, a minivan, who had swerved out of the left lane for some reason and then hit or swerved into the left lane, hit this motorcyclist. She was flown 50-some feet into the air, ended up dying. That left lane part of the freeway is one of the most dangerous. You know, I told you I was almost in an accident because some truck doofus didn't have everything, you know, bungeed down and held down and tied down in the bed of his truck, and I guess a lamp or something fell out. This was, and he was in the right lane, and the person behind him in the right lane swerved to miss what fell out of the truck, went into a spin, and then landed in my lane in the left lane. And I could see the flowers on the woman's shirt. She had a white shirt with black flowers. And she's looking at my car scared to death. And luckily I was able to swerve and miss. Thank God there was nobody in the lane next to me. But that could have been a fatal crash in the left lane of the highway. And so I agree with these officers making sure that doofuses are not sitting there, not the one who spun. That wasn't their fault. She was the passenger. A man was driving. She was the passenger, but she was the only one I could see as my car was, you know, going towards her because she landed in my lane while in the car, obviously. But, you know, the left lane is one of the more dangerous parts. Now, some people may say, oh, it's actually the right lane because people are merging and they're merging in and out. And I, you know what? Who cares? I am not from the Department of Transportation, so I don't, and highway safety, so I don't have to, you know, have some accurate accounting of that. But I'm just telling you right now, that left lane is an underappreciated area of fatalities, and I think we need to respect that a little bit more. Now, some people will accuse me of driving too slow in the left lane. I like to drive a little bit above the speed limit at the max. I really don't like to overspeed. I used to. When I was in my 20s, I used to. But now that I have kids and I'm older and I don't want airbags to crush my boobs, I'm a lot more cautious. But if I like the left lane, I'm going to stay in the left lane. And if I am driving above the speed limit, and I think there are people that are speeding 90 or 100 miles an hour and are going to kill somebody, I like to kind of control the speed a little bit. And if I see somebody coming up that I think is going to be dangerous, I'm not going to move my car. Make him slow down. I know you guys are going to hate me for this. I know. No. This is where you need to hate somebody. You should hate somebody who's in the right turn lane going straight. Those people go ahead and hate, right? Because you're trying to make a right turn, and they're just sitting there. But we've all done it accidentally. We're like, oh, there's no cars in this lane. They're like, oh, no, people are trying to turn right. Darn. We've all done that. That is okay when you hate. That's fine. But somebody like me that's trying to slow some of these jerks down, and keep in mind, I do a lot of highway driving. I drive from L.A. to Vegas all the time, and that is a dangerous freeway because people are idiots. And all of a sudden, traffic stops and slows down, and you don't know why. And it could come at you without expectation, or without anticipation. So I slow everybody down, but I wouldn't get pulled over because I'm not super slowing. But somebody super slow, yeah, you know, like, you know, a little granny or whatever, yeah, she needs to move, all right? And I get you're afraid to change lanes. You don't want to have to change lanes. You stay safer in the left lane. I get that. But then go to the middle lane. That's what the middle lane's for. The middle lane is pretty protected. I think the middle lane is okay. I don't think a lot of bad stuff happens in the middle lane. So relax a little bit. All right, when we come back, dogs have a language. And we have a little doggy dictionary for you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOG-TELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, for centuries, man has looked at his best friend, the dog, and tried to understand his roofs, his yowls, his gruffs, and all the other weird sounds that the dog makes. And we have not been very successful. I mean, I think I know what my dog wants. I think I know when she wants me to pick her up or when she wants food. But do we really have any science behind it? Well, researchers at the University of Salford have now been able to define 19 of 47 dog gestures that they studied. What they did is they looked at a bunch of owners and they looked at the footage and they looked at how the dog quiesced to the owner's obliging of the bark or growl, and they could tell when the dog was positively answered or negatively answered. And so the 19 different, shall we say, definitions in this old doggy dictionary include the following. If a doggy rolls over, that means he wants to tickle my tummy. I love tickle tummy. And I think we all know that. My big dog Apollo will roll over. He'll spread his legs in the air, have his paws up, so his tummy looks as big as possible, so I can't miss. And, okay, so rolling over is technically a doggy speak. It is a term. And so that's what it means. If the dog sticks his head under you, it means get me a toy. If he sticks his head forward, it means to scratch me. If he stands on his hind legs, he wants to be played with. If he turns his head, I guess it's give me that. I don't know. They came up with this. My dog will just look straight at me when he wants something. When he shuffles around, it's a scratch me. If his back leg goes up, it's another scratch me. Not necessarily I'm going to go pee-pee house, but I, you know. When his paw hovers over you, it's get me my toy. If he crawls under you, that's another get me my toy. If he flicks the toy, it means he's hungry. If he jumps, it means he's hungry. If he takes his paw and reaches, trying to simulate our behavior, that means he wants that. He's like, give me that, when he picks up the paw. When he gives you a nose, that's another scratch me. If he gives you a lick, that means scratch me. They really like scratching. Ah, you have a little dog that loves scratch, does he? So I do little fingers, and I go out along the thighs, and I go, scratch a little dodgy. If the front paws are on something like a door, etc., it means open it. If a dog comes up to you and rests his little paw on you, that means get me my toy. If he rubs his head on you, that's another get me my toy. If he chomps, you know, like play bites, that's play with me. And then again, if he gives you a paw, that's get me my toy or get me what I want. Now, I look at these terms, if you ask me, as being awfully redundant. You know, these dogs don't really have a very good vocabulary. But it's because dogs think we're stupid. Dogs think that they have to keep it simple for us because dogs know we don't understand them. Dogs will look at you, just like cats. My cats, my Shaky Boo will look at me and close his eyes for a certain amount of time. And as he closes his eyes, it's his way of communicating with me. Animals are a lot more brilliant than we give them credit for. And I'm supposed to tell, based on the length of time the eyes are closed, when he's trying to look at me, what he means. And the longer he closes his eyes, it means the more upset he is with me. Or more sad. When he's upset, he stares and he doesn't blink. When he juts his head out, he's like, I told you so. Why didn't you listen to me? And so it's amazing how animals probably think to themselves, oh my gosh, these owners are so stupid. And the cats especially, they go, well, what do we do? And the dog's like, just give him a paw. And the cat's like, if I give him a paw, I'm going to scratch her up with the paw. So I think they come up with a dumbed down version of human to animal language. And we figure it out. And then we act like we understand cat and we understand dog. Meanwhile, the cats and dogs are going, okay, you don't understand. I speak at a much higher proficiency. My communication skills are much better than yours, but I'm dumbing it down for you. So don't think that you're speaking my language because I'm speaking your language. And it's really true. Do not underestimate the communicative abilities of our pets. I seriously think our cats talk by whisker ticks, you know, by a Morse code with their whiskers, or they can talk to each other across a room. I've told you where, you know, I yelled at one of the cats, Snow, and Shake is the kind of the big cat. He's like the big grown-up, big leader. So he walks in, and she immediately runs to attention to tell him what happened. And she tells him what happened, and then he looks at me like, really? You yelled at her for that? And I'm like, yes, I did. If you're the leader, you know, keep her in line. And then he looks at me like, oh, whatever. But they could communicate across the room without even whisker ticking or without making a meow. So dog owners will also, or doggies, shall we say, dogs will give us positive reinforcement when we hit the mark. That's another sign of impressive communication skills, where if we oblige properly, they will then turn around and reward us. That means they are training us. So remember, when a dog puts both his paws on the door, he wants it open. When he wiggles his little tushy and body underneath the chair of his foot, he wants to be played with. When he lies back and lifts his leg or presses his nose against you, he wants to be scratched. And when he stands on his legs, he wants food. Now, here's my issue. I'm unimpressed with these researchers. I think, yeah, this is nice. You and I would have figured this out. Give us the research money. But where I'm really going to be impressed is if researchers could figure out how I could translate to my dog, let me sleep and leave me the hell alone, keep grandma from coming inside the house, and quit taking a crap on my carpet. If we could figure out that, I'm going to be impressed. Now, another headline that came out this week is, which animal is smarter, dogs or cats? Now, I've always found cats to be brilliant, and the reason why is because my dogs will eat the cat poop. Yeah, my cats will not eat dog excrement. That's all I need. Cats are smarter. But nope. They say dogs are smarter. And they say that dogs have more neurons, more dense neurons in their brain. And they know how to, like we just talked about, communicate with us. And so brain power, especially because of their cerebral cortex, seems to be better than cats. They say dogs have 530 million neurons calculating their behavior as opposed to 250 million in cats. Now, I'm a dog lover and a cat lover, so if I were a cat, I'd say, look, I don't need double the neurons. I could do whatever I need to do with the neurons I have. So that would be a cat's argument, and that'd be pretty, pretty smart. But according to Dr. Susanna Herculano-Housel from Vanderbilt University, she's a neuroscientist, she says, I believe the absolute number of neurons any animal has, especially in the cerebral cortex, determines the richness of their internal mental state and their ability to predict what is about to happen to their environment based on past experience. Now, they don't have the biggest brains. I believe brown bears have roughly the same number of neurons, even though they have technically a bigger brain. They say carnivores need greater brain capacity than, I guess, herbivores. Cats are carnivores, too. I've tried to feed my cats vegetables. They don't like vegetables. But if anybody has a cat and they're like, this is wrong, cats are smarter, I'm with you. I think there are some real dumb dogs out there and some real dumb cats. I had a fish that was really stupid. So, it really did. But just like humans, I've known some real smart humans and I've known some real idiots. So, yep. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, CVS is starting to up their game when it comes to our drug delivery system. And then we're also going to talk about how our homes may flood every 2 weeks over the next few decades. We'll talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy blasted James Comey in his opening statement at the high-profile congressional hearing regarding the IG report. Let's take a listen to a portion of his comments.
As we read this report, we're reminded of Jim Comey's decision to hold a July 5th press conference and appropriate the charging decision away from the prosecutors. We see Jim Comey drafting an exoneration memo before important witnesses like the target were even interviewed.
Today, Senator Ted Cruz introduced a bill to keep immigrant families together after they cross the border.
I mean, everybody's blaming everybody else. What they should do is sit down and come up with a comprehensive solution that stops it at the border, gives them the wall, but at the same time allows the handling of people in a humanitarian way. If people weren't still coming in, that pressure would alleviate greatly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you stream to optimize it up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So today, CVS Health is planning on rolling out delivery of prescription drugs and some over-the-counter medicines as an attempt to stay ahead of Amazon, the e-commerce giant that has strained retailers with its free two-day shipping and is currently eyeing the prescription market. So according to CNBC, customers in most markets where CVS's nearly 10,000 stores are located will be able to receive their orders within 1 or 2 days after placing them. Some customers in urban markets may be able to receive orders the same day. Now, what we're going to be looking at then is a race on who could get their medications faster. They say the rollout of delivery from nearly all of their 9,800 retail pharmacy locations nationwide represents another step forward for us in delivering innovative omni-channel solutions that help people on their path to better health. That's according to CVS's pharmacy president, Kevin Hurricane, in a statement. Now, patients are hoping to use CVS's delivery, or hoping to use their delivery, are going to need to be patient and pay for the convenience. Apparently, to have their orders filled and delivered in 1 to 2 days, there's going to be a charge tacked on to $4.99. For same-day delivery, the company will charge $8.99. So for those of us who already think we're paying way too much for our prescriptions, I don't know how popular that would be. Now, CVS has already introduced same-day delivery to New York City. This was at the end of last year. It's expanding to Boston, Miami, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and D.C. They say customers can place their orders online through the drugstore's app or over their phone, and can add over-the-counter products like cold and flu medicines, vitamins, baby or feminine care products. Now, when you look at that, I mean, I remember Albertsons had a means where we could purchase our groceries, and there was a $5 delivery charge. And that was kind of fair. Because again, you're ordering toilet paper, you're ordering things, and maybe their price is tacked on shipping, even though it was free shipping. I'm not really sure how they did that, but there was a $5 fee, and I think they're allowed to do that. I just don't know how many people are going to want to pay $9 for same day. But if you are ending up able to, you know what, I want some chocolates, I want this, I want this, I want this, you know, you're going to be able to use CVS almost like a little grocery store. And CVS is smart because now they can sell some of their other products. You see, CVS is very, very interesting, or any of these pharmacies. Depending on where you live, your pharmacy may sometimes be your grocery store. Some pharmacies have milk, have soda pop, have candy, have Pop-Tarts, have cereal. And I noticed some of these pharmacies are little convenience stores. They have makeup, they have feminine products, you know, gift cards, you could do your passport photos, etc. And so walk-in traffic has been pretty important, you know, in terms of being able to sell those things. And for me, my pharmacy is Walgreens, and it has a drive-thru. So I never walk into a Walgreens. Unless we really need to run in and grab something like some reading glasses, you know, purchase, not grab. I don't steal from a pharmacy, but if I have to go in and purchase some reading glasses, you know, I don't walk into the store. And so these stores are going to flounder later because Amazon doesn't have the same obstacle or the same hindrance that the pharmacies do. They don't have to have 9,800 stores. They could do a lot of their work online and then have shipment centers. So CVS is going to probably have more real estate output and staff issues than Amazon may have per capita or per, you know, what they sell, unless they figure out a way to move product. And by going to delivery, it's pretty smart. You know, having, you know, some business background, I really like watching how these companies try to vie for business and how they compete. I think it's fascinating. I do. So anyway, they say this bundled approach could help CVS counteract declines in traffic as people avoid brick-and-mortar stores. Ah, that's what I just said. And opt to instead buy their goods online, off at less expensive prices. And so they could, yeah, you know, and they have noticed their shampoo, greeting cards, things have been declining. Now, over-the-counter medications. All right. This is where they're going to make the money with same day. You have a cold. You don't feel like leaving your bed. And you need some NyQuil. Or you need some Tylenol or some Sudafed. You'll be able to get that same day. $9. I think maybe more people will. They say CVS is going to ship their products through U.S. Postal Service. That can leave them at customers' homes, even if they're not there. CNBC has reported that Amazon may enter the prescription drug market. We've been talking about that for a while now. CVS and rivals Walgreens, Boot Alliance, and Rite Aid have been weighing in on drugstore stocks. E-commerce giant Amazon already sells private label over-the-counter drugs through a partnership with Perrigo. They have obtained pharmacy licenses in a handful of states. And Amazon does have licenses to distribute medical devices in nearly all U.S. states. But they have not been able to crack the code on prescription drugs yet, they say. CNBC reported in April that the company has shelved a plan to sell drugs directly to hospitals through its Amazon business unit. Investors in drugstore stocks welcome the news. That's tough. You know, CVS is already going to be merging with health insurer Aetna. This could be pretty lucrative for them. And I think it would be pretty convenient for us. So pretty cool. Not so cool. They say over 300,000 homes on the U.S. coast could flood every 2 weeks in 30 years' time. That's according to a report from the Union of Concerned Scientists. Yeah. If you didn't think scientists had any personality or any emotion, they do. And there's actually a union of them, a Union of Concerned Scientists. They say across the U.S., 311,000 coastal homes with a collective market value of about $120 billion are at risk of chronic flooding by the year 2045. According to the Union of Concerned Scientists study, every one of the 23 states along every coastline in the United States except for Alaska and Hawaii are at risk. Isn't that interesting? Except for Alaska and Hawaii. Well, now that Hawaii has that volcano, it's making more shoreline. And the analysis estimates the number of homes and commercial properties throughout the coastal U.S. that are going to be put at risk from chronic inundation. That is defined as flooding that occurs 26 times per year or more. Now, I would say Florida would probably be, you know, definitely the most at risk. Florida just looks like it's going underwater. I love Florida. I got a lot of family there. It just looks like the land is going underwater. So the study authors drew their conclusions after an in-depth study of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration sea level rise projections combined with data from the Zillow real estate website. I love Zillow. And they say by century's end, if current trends continue, more than $1 trillion in commercial and private U.S. property may be at risk. Of course, states with the most homes at risk by the end of the century are Florida. 1 million. Why are they saying end of the century when they were just talking about 30 years? Okay, end of the century, that's 82 years from now. Anyway, 1 million homes are more than 10% of the state's current residential properties, followed by New Jersey with 250,000 homes and New York with 143,000 homes. As many as 64,000 coastal residences worth $26 billion in Florida are at risk of chronic flooding in the next 30 years. That's the life of a typical mortgage. They say by 2045, rising seas are expected to bring an extra 1.8 feet of water along Florida's coast. And by 2100, Florida can expect an average of 6.4 extra feet of water. That's a lot. The state's average elevation above sea level is now only 6 feet. Some places are going to be 3 feet or below. It's crazy. Then high tides. That's not going to work out really, really well. So the impact could be staggering. I've been saying this for years. They say even Maryland could be hit. Unfortunately, some of the poorest communities. So, you know, we're right now bracing ourselves for a hurricane season. They say it's supposed to be above average. With that, we also lose land. A lot of that gets washed away. We'll keep you guys posted. But you might want to think about moving to sunny Vegas. Nice inland. Good weather. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And the guys working the dials. So, a lot of people are rejoicing that smoking has hit an all-time low in the U.S. and teen smoking is down. They say that the decline has coincided with the greater understanding that smoking is a cause of cancer, heart disease, and other health problems. Well done. I'll give them that. I am very, very happy that smoking is down. 14% of U.S. adults were smokers last year, down from 16% the year before. not a lot of change the previous 2 years, but a nice general decline. I credit a few other things for that. But still, it's nice to know that less and less people are smoking. So, we have falling cigarette sales. Less people want to pay the high tax per pack. Less people want to deal with the medical issues. They're scared to death seeing family members not be able to breathe. And there's other options out there. There are other things they could use, like vaping, e-cigs. So smoking is down. However, there are still 30 million adult smokers in the U.S. So we still have a ways to go. But they say smoking among high school students has dropped to 9%, a new low. Now, where were we in the 1960s? Well, in the 1960s, which kind of peaked, was where we kind of peaked with our smoking, 42% of U.S. adults smoked. And that was people who admitted it. It was common in office buildings, restaurants, airplanes, hospitals. You didn't even have to have smoking sections. You just smoked. And then they later had to start making smoking sections and non-smoking sections, etc. And we knew in the 60s that it could cause cancer. We knew that. And people knew, but they just didn't realize how bad. And a lot of the data wasn't revealed, as we've come to learn that data was known by many of the tobacco companies, and that wasn't shared. But you had some people that knew gosh darn well that sticking something in their lungs wasn't the safest and healthiest. They knew. Because they saw their other relatives have issues with breathing, etc. But they chose to smoke because they were afraid of obesity. People were really afraid of getting fat when they were, you know, in those days. In the 1800s, yes, obesity was a sign of wealth. But when you're looking at the 1920s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, no. People did not want to be obese. To the point that they had no problem smoking in exchange. And like Virginia Slims, like many of these cigarettes, they were advertised to us as an option when we're hungry. If I could reach for a cigarette every time I had an appetite for something, I would be skinny. I don't. And that's why my tushy's a little big. So I blame that. My only issue now is while everybody's celebrating and patting themselves on the back, and yes, we've been able to now slow down heart disease and cancer, hopefully, because we have less smokers, we have a whole new epidemic. Two of them. One is this staggering obesity epidemic. All right, people eat. People want to stick things in their mouth and chew. They want flavors. So people are eating or they're vaping. And e-cigs are huge. This liquid nicotine that's, you know, changed into vapor. And e-cigging and vaping has become so huge that more children are doing that than smoking cigarettes. And a huge concern is people who would have never picked up a cigarette have picked up an e-cig. And I've admitted to you guys, if I was a teenager, I probably would have picked up an e-cig. I didn't like the idea of smoking. I thought that was bad. But if somebody says that I could taste a strawberry daiquiri or a banana Foster and it not be, you know, illegal or, I would probably try it. And so I'm hearing there are middle school students addicted to nicotine when they would have never touched the stuff, probably. Because only a certain group of students would smoke or be able to smoke. Smoking was kind of obvious. You would stink. There would be smoke. You had to go into certain areas in order to do it. Now, people could stick their little flash drive looking jewel into their mouth and take a hit in the middle of class. So, that's an issue. So now with obesity and vaping, they say 13% of high school students use e-cigs or other vaping devices, and those are people who admit it. So we have more people now who vape than smoke. Are we okay with that? Yeah, vaping's safe, Dr. Dahlia. Well, maybe it is safe. in short term. But do we really know what these food colorings or these metal toxins and these things that we're breathing and chemicals like formaldehyde, do we know what it does to our delicate lung lining? No, we haven't had time to study it. It took us decades to figure out how bad smoking was, smoking tobacco. So we need to hurry because people think vaping is a healthier alternative. It may be technically a smidgen healthier than tobacco, but we have no idea what formaldehyde does to your lung linings, your alveoli, or your blood when it gets in. We don't know. We may not know for 10 to 20 years. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Almost half of diabetics skip medical care due to costs. The skyrocketing price of insulin is now prompting lawmakers and physicians to call for more oversight. The American Medical Association, the largest association of physicians in the U.S., last week called for federal intervention to protect diabetics from being exploited by price gouging on insulin products. Insulin. Insulin, which has been around for decades, is now getting so costly. But, you know, the average diabetic probably spends more than most other people, with the exception of those with a heart issue. Because your diabetic patient, whether they take insulin or they take an oral medication, they also have to pay for a glucometer. They also have to pay for test strips. Test strips are expensive. The meter many times is free. A lot of you guys got a free meter when you were diagnosed with diabetes. They're like, oh, congratulations, you have diabetes. Here is your free glucometer. You're like, ooh, woo-hoo. Then you have to buy the test strips. Some of these test strips could be $100 a month. So what does the average diabetic do? I'll just wait till I get my blood test. That's a lot of money for test strips. Now, I, as your doctor, would say, I want you to test your blood sugar. I want you to test it as soon as you wake up. I want you to test it 2 hours after breakfast. Then I want you to test it at lunch. Then I want you to test it before dinner. And then I want you to test it before bedtime. That's five strips. My patients, when they first became diabetic, yeah, they were scared and they did it so I could take a look. Because there's an art to managing sugar. But then they're like, I'll pass. I need to save money on the test strips. So it's expensive. Not to mention, if you're a diabetic, many times you're on an ACE inhibitor to protect your kidneys. It's a blood pressure medication that helps protect the kidneys. Some people are on a cholesterol medication as well because their cholesterol's high. Some people have to be on blood pressure medication. Some people may have other comorbid conditions like heart failure, arrhythmia, neuropathy, eye issues. So being a diabetic is probably one of the most expensive medical conditions. So now with skyrocketing costs, diabetics have been very open about that. I'm going without. It's too damn expensive. And as the obesity crisis is growing, we're going to have more and more people become diabetic, not being able to control their blood sugar, as obesity can increase insulin resistance and help, unfortunately, progress one to being a type 2 diabetic. So we have a lot of work to do, and I feel bad. Diabetes is not an easy disease. 1-877-DOCDALI.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.